AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Russia has said it is pulling back troops along the border with Ukraine. That is not what Ned Price at the State Department is hearing.
We have no reason to believe it's happening. And in fact, we have reason to believe that forces have been added to the border.
Price says their concerns continue to grow. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told ABC he's not sure what Vladimir Putin will do.
He can pull the trigger. He could pull it today. He could pull it tomorrow. He could pull it next week. The forces are there if he wants to renew aggression against Ukraine.
Former U.S. Ambassador for Russia Michael McFaul says Putin has partially succeeded already in Ukraine.
Already the threat of invasion has profoundly stressed the Ukrainian economy. That's a Putin goal. Putin aims to overthrow the democratic leader of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, and pressure Ukrainian democracy to collapse.
At the Beijing Olympics, defending champion Alexander Abramenko won Ukraine's first medal of the Games and celebrated by getting a hug from Russian Olympic Committee skier Ilya Burov. Virginia's General Assembly moved quickly to put the final legislative touches on a bill that bans local school systems from imposing mask mandates on students. Governor Glenn Youngkin quickly signed the bill.
We are reaffirming the rights that we know all parents have, the fundamental rights to make decisions for your children, for their education, for their upbringing, and for their care.
Some school systems had fought an executive order from the governor to end mask mandates in Virginia. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the country is moving closer to the point the virus is no longer a constant crisis as more cities, businesses, and sports venues are lifting pandemic restrictions. Rams fans cheered Matthew Stafford, Cooper Kupp, Aaron Donald and the rest of the Super Bowl champions during a victory parade in Los Angeles. This is AP News. A judge in Florida is temporarily blocking the release of recordings as part of an investigation of Bob Saget's death. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Bob Saget's family filed a lawsuit this week to prevent the release of graphic photos, video, and audio recordings that were made during his autopsy and death investigation. The family says media outlets have requested the records. Circuit Judge Vincent Chu has issued a temporary injunction saying the family would suffer severe mental pain if the records were released. He will decide whether the family's privacy outweighs any claims for the records to be released. Authorities say Saget died January 9th in a hotel room after an accident. Accidental blow to the head, likely from a backward fall. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The Catholic Church says baptisms performed by a priest who served in Arizona for 16 years are now presumed to be invalid because he used incorrect wording on a subtle but key component of the sacrament. Other Catholic sacraments may have to be repeated after he or she is rebaptized properly. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.